Malachim Beis Perek Yud Pasuk Ches. So Yehu is cruelly testing the guardians of the 70 sons of Ahab, and they came through, in a manner of speaking. They slit the throats and chopped off the heads of the 70 sons of Ahab and put them in baskets and pots, and sent them out to Yehu. Vayavo hamaloch. And so the messenger came, Vayagid lo lemor, and they said to Yehu, or he said to Yehu, Heviu roshei v'nei hamelach. They have brought the heads of the sons of the king. Now, ever remember, we said before, Hashem had sworn that every mashdin bakir was going to die. Vayomer simu osam, shnei tziburim. And Yehu said, put them into two piles, pesach hasha'ar, at the opening entranceway of the gate. Ad haboker, and leave them there until the morning. A grisly object lesson. So, Ahav's most trusted counselors have slaughtered his 70 sons. The only parallel we have to this in Jewish history, we saw earlier in Nach, where Avimelech the Shofet in Sefer Shoftim, the lowest and lowliest of the sons of Gidon, slaughtered his 69 or 70 brothers. That was an act of terrible hubris and ambition for power. But here's Yehu doing it theoretically to fulfill God's prediction of what was going to happen. And he's going to say so explicitly. But again, the brutality is really vivid, much more so than you see. The other time in Shoftim, Avimelech, we just heard a brief, terse statement. And Avimelech killed his brothers, and one of them got away. You know, the one who said the metaphor about the thorn tree being the king. But it doesn't say in such grim detail about piles of heads and baskets and pots of heads. A grisly chalent indeed. Pasuk Tes, Vayehi Vaboker, and it was in the morning, Vayetzei Vayamod. And he came out. And he stood, Vayomer el kol ha'am. And he said to all of the people, Sadikim matam. Oh, turns out by passing the test, it could be they failed the test. He said, are you supposed to be the righteous ones? Are you supposed to be the loyal ones? You're the good guys. In your own eyes, you are Sadikim. Rashi explains. But to me, what you have done is confirmed your own evil and wickedness. I killed the king. Right? I conspired against my master. And I killed him. But did I kill 70 of his sons like you just did? Hine ani kosharti al Adoni va'ehergehu. No matter what bad things you want to say about me, am I a regicide? Yes. Did I conspire against my master? Yes, I did. Absolutely. Umihi kais kalela. But who killed all of these? Where was the Gzerah? I just said, are you really loyal to me? Did I tell you to do what you did? That you understood that I was saying even though I never said it? Wow, Yehu has trapped them. He was testing their loyalty to him, and yet. Pasuk Yud, De'u eifo ki lo yipol midvar Hashem arzo. You therefore must know that no word of God will fail to be fulfilled, will end up falling to the ground uselessly. That will not happen. Asher Dibar Hashem al Beis Achav, that Hashem spoke against the house of Achav. Capital H, capital A, house of Achav. Vashem also is Asher Dibar Biyad Avdo Eliyahu. God has done what he said by the hand of his servant Eliyahu. So, by maneuvering the men of the retainers of Ahav into this no-win situation, he has actually protected himself against any criticism whatsoever. Because any opponent could get up and accuse him of murder of his rightful master. He was in danger of being overthrown, just as Zimri had when he killed Elah. And that was only, what, a week later? But now that the leaders are his accomplices, now that the leaders perform murder on their own, without his explicit order, just through their understanding of what he wanted, nobody had the moral high ground over Yehu. He said, if I am guilty, you are even more guilty. But to be honest, he says at the end of that pasuk, none of us are guilty, really. You know, he puts his arm around a guy who just chopped off the head of the son of his master. We're not murderers. We are righteous soldiers of God, says the Mamluk. Given the circumstances, one would imagine they were quite happy to see things his way. So that phrase, tzadikim atem, are you righteous? Sounds like it was asked sarcastically at the beginning. But now tzadikim atem as the conclusion sounds like his reasonable way of telling them we did the right thing because we fulfilled the will of God. So it's sort of amazing what Yehu has done. He has completely wiped out Ahab. We'll see the remainder, whoever's left, the relatives, the cousins, the sons-in-law, the grandkids, whoever's left, they're doomed. But he's also gotten everybody to join his side, the side of the bloody knives. And he's made them all culpable, and yet all God-worshipping all at once. And there's something in the Jew that yearns to do God's will, even if you are like most of the people of the Northern Kingdom in Oved Avodah Zarah. But Yehu has got some a nice plan for the Oved Avodah Zarah as well, as we're going to see. But, wow, for a killer to turn everybody else into killers and then have a happy ending, the way they all see it, that takes some fast talking and really sharp dividing lines of morality and ethics. But he's done it. He's won them over to his side. The knife, the swords are out of the sheaths. There's a lot of death to come.